She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I might be able to tell the truth about health, but I need help often. And to here to help me, as always, every week, we've got Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. You know, one of the things that I've said about him, first of all, I steal or at least ask permission to steal some of the ways that he talks and teaches because it's so relevant and it's so poignant and it gets the point across. But he's an MD, medical doctor. I'm an ND, naturopathic, actually, medical doctor. We've done a lot together over the last decade or so. He said, she said, kind of coming from both worlds. But he actually, to me, is the Patch Adams of the MD world. He's lovely. He cares so much. I think that if you needed to see somebody and you didn't have any money, he'd say, I will see you. That's what I know of him. So, and because you care so much, earlier on in the show, I talked about stress-induced nutrient depletion and where we're not getting into recovery these days because our stressors are multiple, they're confounded, they're compounded, and it's just never ending. And so we don't have a chance to build back all of the nutrients and the building blocks and the resources that are activated when we have to respond to these multiple stressors. But we're going to talk today about how we can actually protect ourselves from these chronic stressors with maybe just a little attitude change or something just a little bit maybe less. I'm just going to give it over to you.
Yeah, we're going to teach people how to do a reality check today. And we're going to teach folks because, you know, every time our adrenal stress handler goes off, that's a fight or flight reaction. And used to be that went off maybe every 6 months when you met a saber-toothed tiger or, you know, or however it used to be many thousands of years ago. But now it goes off. You hit a red light, it goes off. You see a cop in the path, in the rearview mirror, it goes off. You're late for work, it goes off. I mean, it goes off 100 times a day for silly, stupid things. And then you turn on the TV and you watch the news and it's going, bomb, 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 you know, it's firing it. Okay, so we're going to look at some simple things to do, look at the things we stress about and how to do them. Now, I'm going to give you, I want our listeners to start with a simple thing. If you have chocolate available, go get a bite of chocolate and let's listen to these things we're going to talk about because eating chocolate is a wonderful stress handler way thing and it'll make it so much more fun. So I want to start with feelings. You know, a lot of times we're angry, we're in a rage, and what do people say? Oh, don't, that's not good. Don't be angry. Right. No, don't be angry. Choke him. Right. Get him. You know. No, seriously. If you take feelings and you bury them, you'll be feeling those feelings for the next 50 years. So what you need to do with feelings is feel them.
Yeah.
You don't need to understand them. You don't need to fix them. All you need to do is feel them, totally feel them.
Well, I would actually say, and if you don't mind me interrupting, because I've had a little bit of work in this area on my own self, I think another key word here, Jacob, is tolerate them. I think maybe tolerate comes first. Like you have to be able to tolerate because sometimes our feelings are almost intolerable. So guess what? We do really bad things to get out of feeling them. So, I've always said, it's not the feelings that will ever cause you harm. It's what you do to get out of them that will.
But here's the thing, if you feel the feelings without needing to understand them and without blaming anybody for them, because I'm going to tell you a secret people don't want to hear, the other people have virtually nothing to do with how you feel.
Right.
It's all you. So feel them, recognize your feelings, and when they no longer feel good to feel them, because I'll tell you, anger, I've had a bunch of good self-righteous hissy fits, they feel great until they don't. When they stop feeling good, then let go. And that's a good time then, not before then, for forgiveness. Because if you forgive, you're doing that for yourself. Otherwise, you're sitting there drinking a glass of poison every hour waiting for the other person to die from it. It doesn't work that way. You know, a little bit of forgiveness once you're done with the feelings. Another step is to look at what we worry about. Because we worry about stuff day in and day out. Most of it's not even real. So ask that question. Is it real? Okay. If it is, am I in imminent danger? And the answer is almost always no, unless there's a bullet speeding towards your head, in which case it'll be over pretty soon anyway, so don't worry about it. But for most of the things we worry about, it's stuff that never happens. So if you're worrying about it, is it real? Am I in danger? Is thinking about this helping to solve it? And if not, drop it and shift to things that feel good. And you'll find that most of those things you're worried about never happen. They'll slip away without ever having been an issue, or you'll do whatever you need to do, and it'll be fine. But especially important way is looking at fear. We live in a society, it used to be that the media mantra was sex sells. And now right. It's fear sells. And I miss the good old days, God. Plus, I used to be great, and they wanted to sell us everything. It was beautiful women and handsome guys, and But now it's like, terrorists will kill you, and your children. It's like, oh. And people are sitting there watching, grinding their teeth. And they say, I tell them, just turn it off. And they say, but I've got to stay educated. I say, you watch the four main networks cover a story, you're going to think on four different planets. Three of those are wrong, at least. And I'm going to tell you, all four of them are, what's the medical term? FOS. And God bless them, I'm on most of these networks, on their news. And, it's meant to entertain, to engage you so you watch. It is not reality. Hear me. What you see and hear on the news is not real. It's a dramatization. So as long as you're enjoying it, watch it. But when it stops feeling good, there's this real simple Tai Chi move. If you're watching the news and you're grinding your teeth and they're talking about Taser May or whatever it happens to be for the day, just pause.
Yeah.
Breathe in through your nose, all the way in, calm and center. Allow your arm to reach all the way out to the side and stretch. Grab the remote control, turn it at the friggin' TV, and click off. Or change to the comedy channel. And that is the Tai Chi move for the day.
I love it. So,
it will save you so much.
Yes. I love it so much. And, I think it's funny. I heard once somebody talking, and it was basically a definition of BS. And you know what BS stands for? But delusional self-mythology. Okay. When somebody's just full of delusional self-mythology, and to your point, as far as these major, the news cycles from any, you can get cable, you get 24 hours a day. I think your point that you drive home so wonderfully is that we are really the center of our own universe. It's all about me. It always has been. It always will be. Right. You can say those things, but seriously, because I think it was Pema Chodron. She's the Buddhist nun who said there are more projections. We have more projections than dust motes in a sunbeam. So if you think about looking up into a sunbeam and seeing all those dust, because all we have is our own perception of reality. That's all we have. Mm-hmm. So as you said, these things aren't about anybody else. They really aren't. And it's such a healing thing, I think, that happens. And also, for our segment's purpose, from an adrenal perspective, these are ways that you can completely cut out maybe 60, 80% of our chronic stressors, because we're making them ourselves. We're making them up. As you said, they're not going to happen. These fears, pretty much, most of them, they're just not going to happen. They're not reality. And to take that and be so much more empowered, it's absolutely amazing. Your message, and we're going to keep talking about this each week. We're going to talk more and more. We're starting out here in the much more, I think, sort of let's talk about feelings and how we respond to things, but we're going to come back and keep talking about it because, Jacob, I don't know about you, but I see this so much. I have a harder time being a great doctor and getting people to their healthcare desires because they are in their own way. I can't engage them enough.
Let me give you a simple trick, Holly. There's a great book called Three Steps to Happiness. You can find out on Amazon. It's an ebook. It'll take you through, in about 100 pages, how to get your life back and feel great.
Three Steps to Happiness. All right. Once again, talking to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, Three Steps to Happiness. And I get my happiness every week when he's here with me. We're just trying to, I would say, knock you alive, help you use your brain, calm yourself down, respond to stressors in a much more healthy way, and do his Tai Chi move where you're just taking a big breath. Go ahead, reach out your arm and click off that TV. It is Dr. Lucille here, Radio MD at Mindful Medicine.